This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Patch 8.8 is here, and lots of changes are happening. Thankfully, we have Envin Global Esports reporter James Hong here to discuss about it. He's also going to give us a little recap about the North American LCS Spring Finals. Thanks for joining me, James.
Thanks for having me.
Last patch, they changed Aurelia. How do you think she's been working out?
I'm afraid she worked out exactly how I predicted, which is, you know, overpowered on all boards across, you know, the game. It's been nice playing her and playing against her in a really bad way. But, yeah, so far, predictions have been correct.
Now, this patch, they're going to be changing her. What exactly are they going to do to her, though?
Thankfully, they're gutting pretty much everything about her. They're nerfing her Q damage. They're nerfing her E stun duration. And they're also nerfing her ultimate damage. So it's just all across the board damage nerf, I guess.
Do you think we'll still see her in gameplay, or now that they've nerfed her, we won't see her as often?
Well, definitely we'll see her still playing, you know, highly picked, highly banned in almost every elo of every game.
Now, another champion that's changing is Ahri. What are they doing with her?
The thing that's interesting what they're doing with her is that they're changing some of her passes and her Q passes and switching around a little bit, right? So now, instead of her passes giving her a bit of a spell vamp after 7 spells casted, they've moved on to that with her Q and then transferred her Q movement speed onto her passes.
You said the last time we spoke that Ahri was an all-in kind of champion. Why not just rework her?
Like I said in the previous interview, I believe, when I talked about Azir and the question of whether they should rework him or, you know, keep updating him to see where he's at in the meta right now, Ahri's kit really exemplifies well of who she is as a champion, right? She, you know, the whole kit from starting from her charms, her ultimate, it really captures who she is. So I believe instead of, you know, doing a complete rehaul, they should really tweak the numbers a little bit to see whether she's, you know, really good right now or really good here, you know, things like that.
Now, other champions that are being changed are Varus, Vi, and LeBlanc. Do you know what is happening with those three?
What's happening with LeBlanc, as I said in the earlier interview, is that they're reverting her complete abilities and passes back to the old LeBlanc, which everybody loved and everybody missed. And I believe Riot really wanted to really keep the community happy, first of all, right? You always want your community happy. And then, second of all, her identity as an assassin is really to blink in or dash in, kill someone, then dash out. And she really couldn't really accomplish that with the Blanc that we have up to this date, just because her burst is so delayed because of her newly updated patch. But after this patch, who knows what we might see, you know? More LeBlanc players playing in ranked LeBlanc. She might be competitively viable. So we'll just have to see. What's happening with Vi is a very interesting change where her base attack speed, first of all, is being increased, so that helps her really finish off targets with her W percentage health damage. And her passive, which is the shield that she gets when damaging champions, is also being changed where the shield actually is decreased by level 9, but it should be overall a better fix just because of the passive buff for the bonus attack speed, and also her Q cooldown got decreased as well. So it's overall a very stylish, very healthy kind of check, I believe. It gives Vi very good early game, very good scaling as well because of the base attack speed, as I said, which synergizes the W, and her Q early cooldown decrease just means her early ganks are just going to be that much more punishing for the enemy opponent.
There's only 3 buffs this patch for Graves, Lissandra, and Nautilus. What's happening with those three?
Graves is just getting a slight, very slight buff with his health. So now in the early parts of the game, he's going to be just a little bit more tanky so he can really skirmish against all these very beefy early game jungler champions that we are seeing now, which may be from Trundle to Olaf to Skarner. So he can be a bit more upfront and not die too quickly in the early game. So that's good. And then alongside other champions like Nautilus, he's just getting a quality of life changes a bit, which is his base ADs being increased. So his CSing in the early game, his trades in the early games are a lot better. And his mana actually got increased as well from, I believe, 334 to 400, which gives him much more better lane pushing, lane priority. So they essentially increased a lot of his laning potential, as well as his jungle as well.
I used to take him top lane Nautilus, and I went full AP. And it was really fun to play him like that. But after the rune change, he kind of fell to the wayside, you know?
Oh, yeah. He's rock bottom right now, unfortunately. Yeah.
And it's a really cool champ, too. You know, there are a couple nerfs this patch to Braum, Galeo, mm-hmm. Tahm Kench. Could you talk about mm-hmm. those?
The most interesting change, in my opinion, is the Braum nerf and the Galeo nerf. So starting with Braum, they decreased his armor growth from 4.5 to 4, which is huge, and his W, which gave him bonus armor and magic resist, also got decreased. The reason why this is so significant and also very interesting is because in high level of play, Braum pretty much did everything for your team. If you needed a safe support for your ADC to stand back in, Braum was the guy. If you wanted a lot of peel for your team, Braum was the guy. And if you wanted engage as well, you know, Braum's the guy to go to. And with these changes, it really shifts whether you really want to play Braum in the early game. Because of his lower armor, it becomes more punishing for the Braum player. Going to Galio, the interesting nerf is that his ultimate, Hero's Entrance, cooldown got drastically increased, right? And usually when Riot wants to nerf really powerful ultimates, they start out with nerfing the early game cooldowns, but really not changing that much for the rank 2 or maybe even rank 3 upgrades for the ultimate. But in Galio's case, this is quite the opposite, where the first rank of the ultimate really has, you know, not that much of a big difference in cooldown increase. But when it comes to rank 3, it's a huge 40, you know, second cooldown increase, which means, you know, the difference between having ultimate every single team fight to having maybe an ultimate every, you know, 1.5 to 2 team fights, which really punishes Galio players and makes them really dictate how they really want to play in team fight play game and how they really want to rotate.
Tahm Kench was nerfed. Could you break down some of the nerfs that happened with him?
What happened with Tahm Kench is that his W was a slight nerf where he doesn't get movement speed anymore when running towards enemy champions when he has an ally inside of it. But the most important nerf is that his E, thick skin, which the passive total health restored actually got decreased by roughly 10% for each rank, which is huge, because this really dictated how Tahm Kench sustained in the later parts of the game. Tahm Kench does not necessarily go items like Warmog or other shield items to give him that sustain, so he really relied on his E to really, you know, keep at it in this fight. And instead, you know, compensating for the nerf for the sustain on his E passive, they've actually buffed the active damage conversion to great health on his E. So this pretty much means that he has less sustain, right? So he can get easily poked down in team fights before being initiated. But on the other hand, he has a little bit more tankiness, so, you know, it still compensates for a little bit.
Now, when it comes to Tahm Kench, he's one of the, I think, the hardest characters to take down. He's always so slippery. Do you think with these nerfs that it's going to affect the playstyle?
I don't believe he'll change his playstyle too much, just because even though his E passive nerf with the sustainability is significant, Tahm Kench really just wants to be picked for his W, right? To keep key champions in his team safe and his ultimate for the roam potential. So I believe he's still going to be used to that purpose, and the E-change will not necessarily affect if they really want to pick him or not.
There were a couple of nerfs to Ryze and Sion. Could you talk about those?
I believe they're trying to tone down the level of Ryze since he's almost top tier in almost every meta since he was reworked and in almost every elo. So they're just increasing the cost, the mana cost of his E just so he can have more punishing trades earlier on when he wants to rush those mana items and he can't really effectively push and trade at the same time. So that was a nerf towards Ryze. And in regards to Sion, pretty much his laning potential was insane, right? His W gave him shield, health, and wave clear. His E had poke and wave clear. His Q did insane amount of damage and also wave clear. So they decided to cut down the Q pure AD maximum damage ratio to really make him not too powerful, pushing the lane and trading as well.
I was reading Janna's getting nerfed this patch. What's the nerf?
So her base movement speed got decreased, which is not that big of a deal because she does have that innate movement speed bonus from her W. What I'm happy about is that they nerfed her W damage, which is huge. The couple of reasons why Janna was so popular in especially solo queue is because of her W poke, right? You would go W with Ares, and you just walk up to the ADC, auto-attack W, and you would do almost 200 to 300 damage in the earlier levels, from like level 3 to level 4. And that's just insane, right? Coming from a support. So I'm glad that they toned down the damage from W, and maybe she'll see a little bit less play in solo queue.
There were a few other characters that were nerfed. Talia, Zaya, and Kai'Sa. Why were these three nerfed?
Okay, first of all, Kai'Sa, she is completely, you know, across the board overpowered right now alongside Aurelia. She has everything she ever needs. So I believe Riot decided to tone down a bit of her burst potential and a bit of her sustain potential with her Q, because it pretty much gave her, you know, she could eat the cake and have it as well. So they toned down the damage on her Q for a little bit, but I still believe she'll see a lot more play as the nerf is not too substantial. And the other nerf regarding Talia and I believe Zaya is kind of strange in my opinion, just because Talia's health got decreased, but she was never really the kind of on the tanky side, and she always had to play safe and in range with her Q. It is a big hit to Talia, but I believe she's still going to be good. And her Q cooldown actually got increased as well. So we'll just have to see whether she's going to be played more often or less often. But I believe this change is not that significant enough. And she'll still be played in high levels of play just because her W, her knockback, and her ulti is so, so good in solo queue and competitive play. And in regards to Zaya, I believe, you know, she was way too up there in the tier list, so they're just cutting down some of her very effectiveness in team fights with her passive doing so much damage.
Now, there are a few item changes. What are the biggest ones you think happening in this patch?
The biggest one is Archangel Staff, and what they changed is that the maximum mana that you get from buying Archangel Staff was decreased by 2%, from 3% to 1%. And even though 2% sounds very minuscule, it's actually insanely big for an item of this caliber. Just because for every point of mana you have, you gain more shield from the active passive from Archangel Staff, and you also get increased damage for every point of mana you have, right? So this decrease not only affects your mana pool, it affects your sustainability from the shield, from the active, and also decreases your damage. So it's really a three-way pronged nerf that we'll just have to see how it plays out and how if people are going to still rush this item, first of all.
Now, are there any changes to runes?
There's one change to runes, and that's lethal tempo, and thank God it got buffed. So the attack speed increase went from 30 to 80% to 40 to 110%. The reasoning behind this buff, runes such as Prestige Pass and Free for Footwork, I believe, that was so heavily used compared to Lethal Tempo that they're just bumping it up to the same power level in hopes that other AD carries can make abuse of this newly buffed rune, Lethal Tempo.
Now to the fun part. I watched the 100 Themes versus Team Liquid, and oh my God, it was everything you said happen. They just, 100 Thieves just didn't stand a chance. What did you think of that final match?
I was fortunate enough to go to Miami, so I saw the games live, and it was amazing, right? The atmosphere was great and everything. I just thought it could have been a bit more exciting, but I didn't expect Team Liquid to really have that much of an edge over 100 Thieves.
I was rooting for 100 Thieves, I'm not going to lie. I love an underdog story, you know. I really wanted them to win. But Team Liquid, just every time you thought 100 Thieves was coming up, no, there comes Team Liquid, and they just squished them each time. Where did you think 100 Thieves went wrong?
Well, I believe there's two things that went wrong for 100 Thieves. First of all, if you look at 100 Thieves' AD carry, Cody-san, he's insanely good when you put all the resources into him, right? And sadly, they didn't do that in some games, but not so well in other games. So the really lack of consistency and the allocation of their resources really backfired on them, because Cody-san can pop off, right? He can really 1v9 and carry the game. So that was a bit unfortunate for them. And the second part is not banning Pobel to Vizier. Like, that guy on Vizier is insane.
Yeah, it just seemed everything was just going wrong for 100 Thieves. But their last game, their NAR, it seemed like, oh, NAR was getting fed. Like, oh, they could make a comeback. And it just, it never happened. And it was kind of like Team Liquid was giving them that small little piece of hope just to mess with them. But that was just me. Well, James, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you?
As always, thanks for having me. This is always so fun, you know, talking about a game that I love, which is League of Legends. For anyone listening, if you guys want to know more about League of Legends or any other game, feel free to check me out at InventGlobal.com. We have pretty much anything and everything. So, yeah, just come join us. Huge community. We love new members. Come on in.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's MasonVeraPaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.